Okay. The parasha that we read after Chanukah, and as we enter a very difficult time during the year, and that is the sad days that occur in Teves. This year it's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Ches Tes Yud. Ches Tes Yud Teves is known as the Shloshes Yimei Afela of the year. Ches was the day that the Torah was translated into Greek, which the Gemara elaborates in Megillah about how Talmai ordered the Torah to be translated in Greek. The Gemara equates that day, that it was a terrible day, like the day of the making of the Egel. A very sad time when the Torah sort of was put in Golis. The Torah was translated into other languages, not for the purpose of spreading Torah, but basically for diluting and contaminating the Kedusha of the Torah. That was on Ches Teves. Tes Teves is the day that many historians say that Ezra HaSofer passed away, ending the period of Nevuah, prophecy as we know it, ended, as we don't know it, prophecy, what existed in the past, ended on the day that Ezra passed away. Mishameis Ezra Batla Nevuah. That's why the passing of Ezra was so tragic, because it ended a very glorious era in the period of Klal Yisrael, and thus plunging Klal Yisrael into concealment, into darkness, without Nevuah. We never had it, so we don't know exactly what it is, but without Nevuah, they were like sort of grappling in the darkness. There was Ruach HaKodesh, there were other methods, but compared to Nevuah, that was considered a terrible day, a day of darkness. Asara B'Teves is the day that Melech Bavel Samach, that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim, putting it into a siege, and beginning the eventual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Asara B'Teves is the first of the four fast days, leading up to Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia. In that order, that was the order of the way it happened. First, Yerushalayim was placed in a siege on Asara B'Teves, then Shavasa B'Tamas Hufka Ha'ir Yerushalayim, Tisha B'Av is Churban Bayis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and then Tzom Gedalia. Gedalia is killed, who was the remaining...
Gedalia was Bayis Sheni, right?
No, Gedalia is in... Gedalia was right after Bayis Rishon. He was killed right after the first Bayis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Oh, I always thought that he was towards the end of Bayis Sheni.
No, Gedalia ben Achikam is in Novi. He's mentioned in Sefer Yirmiyah. He's mentioned in Divrei Hayomim. No, it's part of Tanakh. There's another event that occurred in Chodesh Teves, Chamisha B'Teves, which was today. Today was the day when in Bavel they found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Av, and it took a few months until they found out about it in Bavel.
Ezra rebuilt it.
No, this is after the Bayis Rishon was destroyed.
So they were in Golus?
There were those who went 11 years before the Bayis Rishon was destroyed. That was Golus Yechonia, correct. Golus Yechonia was already in Bavel. So they first found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Hay Teves. There's an opinion in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that is the Tzoyim HaAsiri. There's a machlokes, what is the Tzoyim HaAsiri, the fast of the 10th month? Is it Asara B'Teves, as we always know it as, or is it Chamisha B'Teves, which was today? Many consider Chamisha B'Teves more serious than Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves was the day when Yerushalayim was placed in a siege, but nothing happened. No one was killed, nothing was destroyed, just the siege began. But nevertheless, it's the Aschalt of the Puranusa, it's the beginning of the punishment, and in that respect it is very serious. In fact, halachically, the Avudraham writes, the Bahag, that Asara B'Teves is in a way more serious than Tisha B'Av, and if it would fall out on Shabbos, you would have to fast on Shabbos too. And his reason for this is based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, where the Hashem tells Yechezkel, K'sov l'cha be'etzem hayoim hazeh. Write what happened on this day, the day that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Vayom Kippur. So he equates Asara B'Teves, which is also the 10th day of the month of Teves, with Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei. Just as Yom Kippur is Deicha Shabbos, so too Asara B'Teves would be Deicha Shabbos if it would fall out on Shabbos. It does not, because of the calendar, the way the calendar was set up. But Asara B'Teves is the only fast that falls on Friday. That no other fast day can, not even Tisha B'Av.
And you do fast.
That's how Chomer Asara B'Teves is. The other opinion is that the Tzaim HaAsiri in the Pasuk, where it talks about how La'asid Lovay, the fourth Tzaim was, will be Nepach, the Sasein, and the Simcha, Tzaim HaAsiri is not Asari B'Tevis, but Tzaim HaAsiri is really Chamisha B'Tevis. Because Chamisha B'Tevis would be, that would be the order. The way the Pasuk writes it, the Pasuk says Tzaim HaAsiri last. If it's Asari B'Tevis, Asari B'Tevis happened first. So why is it mentioned last in the Pasuk? The other opinion is Tzaim HaAsiri is Chamisha B'Tevis, which was after it all was over, when they first found out about it. They first found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the next after Tisha B'Av, which was the Tevis afterwards, that's correct. The next one, that's Chamisha B'Tevis, and therefore it would fit chronologically, and it would make sense why Tzaim HaAsiri is last in the Pasuk. If it's Asara B'Tevis, so why is it first? The other Mandamer says, no, it goes, by the way, in the order of the months. So Tevis comes before Tammuz, and before Av, and then comes Tishrei, when Tzaim Gedalia occurred. Notwithstanding all of that, Teves has in it these terrible tragedies. Chamisha B'Teves, when they found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was considered like Tisha B'Av, just like in the Halacha of Avelis, if one finds out that a relative passed away, even if it happened a while ago, the day he heard the news is considered like the day it actually happened, and there are certain halachas of Avelis that apply on that day, called the Yom Shmu'ah.
How much of Klal Yisrael was already in Golis at that time?
The Aseres HaShvatim were already in Golis about 45 years before the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Then came Golis Yechonia, which we talk... We don't know what happened to them. Not now, but they were exiled.
They were exiled off the Derek completely.
I don't know, right away, eventually, we don't know what happened to them. It's the Machloikas and the Gemara if they're coming back. Uh-huh. That could be the Machloikas. But then there was another Golus Yechonia, which you read in the Megillah, Asher Golah, when we say the Asher Heglan of Uchadnetzah Melech Bovel, there we're talking about the Golus that happened in the time of Yehoyachin, which was 11 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's when Mordechai went into Golus. And it ends up in Persia eventually.
So there were two Golus.
There were different stages. When Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were many that had already left before.
What percentage of Klal Yisrael?
The percentage I can't tell you, but if 10 Shvatim already went before that, obviously most had already left. The one, Yehuda Binyamin were left with the Kohanim and the Leviim, and even among them there were those who left with Golus Yechonia. So it was possible then that not everyone knew that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I mean, your question obviously is, what do you mean they found out about it later? Wasn't everyone there and they all were exiled at the same time? No, they were not. So there were many who were still in Bavel. They first found out later. The day they found out was the 5th of Teves. And that day, to them, that was Tisha B'Av. That was the day they found out. That's when they observed the Avelis. So you have Chamisha B'Teves, you have Ches, Tes, Yud, and all of this is mentioned in the Slichas and Asara B'Tevis, which is coming Sunday morning, if Mashiach is not here yet, and we'll be saying the Slichas of Asara B'Tevis. All of this is mentioned there, so it's kedai to know it anyway. And there's another thing that happened in Teves, which is very, very much appropriate to right now, the week of December 25th, and that is Nittel, and that is the birth of Osei HaIsh. If it really happened now, whatever it is, but the Christians celebrate the birth of their religion at this time, which of course for us is Avodah Zarah, and many, many Jews have died in the name of Christianity and were persecuted and slaughtered in the name of Christianity, and this happened and began in the month of Teves. Teves is therefore a very difficult month. It is the month that the Zohar says is under the domain of Esav. It is the month of Dan, who was the lowest of all the Shvatim, and the one who was the most affected by Esav. As we mentioned in previous Shiurim, that Amalek, when he started up with the Jews, he started up with those who were outcast from the cloud, and those, the Nechsholim. The Nechsholim were from Shevet Dan. Pesel Micha was from Shevet Dan. Dan, from all the Shvatim, it seems, was the most most among them, the idol worshippers of Klal Yisrael from Shevet Dan. And as we enter the month of Teves, and we leave the Yom Tov of Chanukah, this great Yom Tov of light, the Yom Tov in which the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach is revealed, we sort of plummet rapidly and descend into darkness, and we have to make a major transition here, because Chanukah, first of all, not besides that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of lights, and Chanukah is so great and high and all that, it sort of ends the Tkufa from Elul till after Chanukah, this long Tkufa of Tshuva and Hisalus, which begins in Chodesh Elul, and continues Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, till the last day of Chanukah is now ending, and we're now getting into the month of Teves. Of course, the goal is that Chanukah should permeate, Chanukah should penetrate the Teves, illuminate the Teves, and turn the Asara B'Teves around. Chanukah actually is the Yomtif in which everything sad and tragic that happened in Teves, on Chanukah we have the opposite. Chanukah is the sort of the remedy before the wound. The fact that in Teves the Torah was translated into Greek, Chanukah is the Yomtif in which the Greeks were defeated. Chanukah is the Yomtif in which the Torah, the menorah, the light of the menorah illuminates the outside. The outside is being affected by Kedusha. They wanted to bring the Tumah inside. They wanted to translate the Torah into Yevonis. Chanukah, of course, did quite the opposite. And Chanukah ended Golus Yavon, defeated the purpose and the goal of the Yevonim. That which Ezra passes away, and the last Navi that we ever had, is no longer with us, and the glorious period of Nevuah ends, Chanukah we are zeichet to the Or HaGonos, to the light of the hidden light, which is the source of all Nevuah. All prophecy, all Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, is in the Or HaGonos. On Chanukah we get a taste of that. And the fact that Yerushalayim was placed in a siege, which preventing the light of Yerushalayim from penetrating the outside, Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we light the menorah to illuminate the outside. And of course, the fact that we have the Chanukah, the 25th of Kislev, which enters Teves, the month in which we have the 25th of December, which the 25th of Kislev, of course, is the remedy before the wound, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As we mentioned, Shema Yisrael has 25 letters in that pasuk, corresponding to the 25th day of Kislev, as it says in Tikkuni Zohar. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No Trinity, no Holy Spirit, Rachmana Litzlan. None of this nonsense, this Avodah Zarah, which Christianity brought to the world. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of course, is our cry that we don't believe in that. And that's Avodah Zarah. That's not true. There's only one God, Achdus Hashem. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that proclaims Achdus Hashem and negates the entire religion of Christianity. And we find it's interesting that when Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim, the first thing he does is he cries out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As Yaakov enters Mitzrayim and is affected by the Tumah of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim at that time was the country of all the 70 nations. We find that Paro had to know 70 languages. Why did he have to know 70 languages? They only spoke Egyptian. Mitzrayim at that time is like the United States today, where you have immigrants from all over the world. You have the Irish and the Italians and the Russians, all and the Chinese, all different immigrants come to this one United States, this one country. So it's like it's a melting pot of various nations. Like we see today, Artis Habris, this is the Eretz Ha'anim, this has all the nations in it. Mitzrayim at that time was the same. You had from all over the world. Mitzrayim was the superpower of the world at that time. And Paro was like the president of the United States with more higher authority, obviously. So Paro had to know the 70 languages. The only language he didn't know was Lashon HaKodesh, as we know what the Medrash tells us. And that's why Yosef was able to use that later to be able to bury Yaakov in Mitzrayim, because Paro made him swear that he won't reveal that he knew Lashon HaKodesh, which Paro did not know. And then later when Paro tells him that you can't bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, we want him here. And Yosef says, I have to, I swore I will. And he says, so what? So you swore how many times? People swear to him. He said, well, if I'm going to violate the oath that I made to my father, I may as well violate the oath that I made to you, that I won't reveal that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, and I do. And that's when Paro said, okay, take him. So Paro knew all the 70 languages. Teves says that in the Sefer Yetzirah, we learn that every month has a letter that month was created with. Teves was created with the letter Ayin. Ayin, which is equal to 70. Teves is the month of the 70 languages, of the 70 nations. The month of Esa, which also begins with an Ayin. In fact, the expression of the Sefer Yetzirah is, Himlich Ois Ayin Beroiges. Teves is the month of the Ayin, and the month of Roiges. Roiges is anger. The month in which Hashem was angry. A month in which we angered Hashem. The anger of Esav, when Yaakov sends the tributes, when he sends the gifts to Esav, the words he uses, Achaper afonav. I'll be able to appease him, perhaps. And Unkos translates, Anchine merugze. I want to calm down his anger, his roiges. Teves is the month of anger, and the month that is associated with the letter Ayin. In the pasuk of Shema, we have a large Ayin. The goal is to say Shema, to bring Achdus Hashem, unity of Hashem, in the world of 70, which is actually hinted in the coins that we have. The coins that we have, there's a Latin expression on it, I once heard from another Gadol, that none of these things are coincidental. If anyone's aware of this, it's E pluribus unum, whatever it's called, which actually means that you're making from a rabim a yochid. You're taking from many and making it one. And that's what Avraham Avinu did, and that's what Yaakov Avinu is doing now. As he's entering Mitzrayim, the land, which right now, Mitzrayim is the Merkava to the 70 nations, it represented all the 70 Lashonos, Yaakov says Shema. The first time he sees Yosef, you would think he'd be hugging him and kissing him and crying and all that, which probably eventually he does. Yosef is doing it to him. But right away when Yaakov sees Yosef, he says Shema. And of course there's the famous word from the Maharal Miprag, many others say this, that at that moment that Yaakov had this amazing overflow of love for the child he didn't see for 22 years. What did he do with all that love? He gave it to Hashem. Instead of giving it to Yosef, he says Shema, V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha. He gives all that love to Hashem that he would be giving now to his son, which we would expect him to do. But the fact that he's saying Shema, the fact that he's saying Shema as he's entering Mitzrayim, as he's entering the nation which at that time represented the 70 languages, he's bringing Achdus Hashem into Mitzrayim. Just as Chanukah permeates, Chanukah penetrates into Teves. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov corresponding to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the large Ayin, Chanukah goes into the month of Teves, which was created with the letter Ayin. The goal is that we take the Ur of Chanukah and bring it with us into the difficult month of Teves and illuminate the Teves, just as Yaakov goes into Mitzrayim, and as soon as he enters Mitzrayim, he cries out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This parsha is actually a parsha with mixed emotions. It's a very emotional parsha. Of course, here's where Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. And we all can imagine what was going on right before he revealed himself to the brothers, where everyone is in a panic, and they're extremely nervous and depressed, not knowing what the next thing is going to be. As far as they're concerned, if Binyamin is going to be taken away, then obviously it's the end, because Yehuda can't face his father again. Yehuda loses his Olam Haba. If Yehuda loses his Olam Haba, that means Yehuda can't be Mashiach, Yehuda can't be the father of Malchus, Yaakov is going to die of aggravation, and Klal Yisrael will cease to exist. I mean, at this moment, right now in history, for the Shvatim was an extremely dark moment. And they didn't know what was going on. Right after that, right afterwards, Yosef reveals himself, and it all ends. The darkness immediately dissipates. The darkness is cleared. The concealment is over. Yosef reveals himself and everything makes sense. Just as we find ourselves today, we're living in a very confusing time. We're living in a time where things look gloomy and bleak. And we don't see the light yet. But as soon as the light will come, everything will make sense. The Holocaust will make sense. Retroactive, we'll understand everything. We'll understand why everything was necessary. It's interesting, at the beginning of this parasha, when Yehuda is crying out to Yosef, he doesn't know who he is yet, and he's telling him, why did you do this? Please let me take my brother home. And he says, you know, you did this, he asked me so many questions, and I didn't know why you had to ask us all these questions, so we answered you, and now you tell us to bring him down, we brought him down, now you want to keep him. So in the process, he says, V'ochiv meis, we told my master that we have an old father, and we have a young child at home. Well, he wasn't really a young child, but he was the youngest of all the brothers. He had 10 children already. The Achiv Meis, and his brother is dead. Now here Rashi says, why did he say his brother was dead? They never knew for sure that Yosef was dead. Till now, they never said he was dead. They said he's just not around. They never said he was dead. This is the first time that Yehuda says he's dead. So Rashi says, Mepnei ha'yira ha'yamotzi dvar sheker mipith. Because he was afraid, so he lied. He was afraid, because if he was going to say he's alive, who knows? He'll say, okay, so bring him too. So he decided to say, you know, he's dead and finished. But this part of the parasha symbolizes the last moments of Golus. This part of the parasha is symbolic of the time that we're in now. The time that we're in now is a time of sheker. Such sheker that even great people are falling in this sheker. Today, as the Gemara tells us, before Mashiach comes, ha'emes nederes, there is no truth. There's no truth. You can't find any truth. Everyone's corrupt. To the point that even great people fall into the sheker of this world. That's why it's hinted over here. Yehuda utters a sheker here, the Achiv Meis. even though he never would have said it before, but this is the time that we're talking about here is associated with the future, right before Mashiach comes, when even great people fall into Sheker. And then right after this, V'layachal Yosef l'hisapek, Yosef reveals himself, and the darkness disappears. Oid Yosef chai, Yosef is still alive. The parsha is mixed emotions in this parsha, because on the one hand, here's where Golas starts. Yaakov and his sons go down to Mitzrayim here. Here's where the Jewish people become a nation of 70, corresponding to the Ayin of Teves, corresponding to the 70 nations. They come down to Mitzrayim with 66 nefashos. Together with Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, they're really 69. And the Pasuk says that there were 70. And there, of course, the famous Chazal, which Rashi brings down, is that Yocheved was the one who was Mashlim the Minyan. Others say that it was Chushim ben Don, who's from the lowest of the Shvatim. Don is the lowest of all the Shvatim. And Chushim himself is an individual who's deaf, he can't hear. It's in the month of Teves that we all stopped hearing. In the month of Teves, Nevuah ended with the death of Ezra. Every one of us is now a Cheresh. We don't hear. We can't hear all the cruising. We can't hear all the announcements that are being made in Shemayim. We are a generation of Chushim ben Dons. And according to one opinion in the Medrash, Chushim was the 70th Nefesh. He is the 70th person who brought Klal Yisrael to the minion of Shivim. And now we're able to go into Mitzrayim. We're not afraid of the Ayin Umais that exist in Mitzrayim, because we have now the Ayin Nefesh. Don has the ability to go down into Mitzrayim. Don has the ability to go down and not to be affected. Shimshon was from Don. Shimshon, we learned about in next week's parasha. He Don Nochash Ali Derech, referring to Shimshon. Shimshon was from the lowest of all the Shvatim, and yet he reached the greatest heights. Shimshon was the one who goes down into the depths. He goes into the land of the Plishtim. He marries Plishti women. He actually goes down into the depths of Tumah and is not affected. Remains a Nazir. And he almost completes the job of Mashiach. Yaakov thinks he's Mashiach until he sees that he's killed. He knows he's not. And then Yaakov cries out, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, which we read in next week's parasha. All he's read in the month of Teves. Teves is the month of Don, but it has in it the potential to be the month of Mashiach, to be the month of light. It's a month of darkness. Our job is to transform the darkness of Teves, to turn it around into light. V'nahapaychu. U'b'nei Don Chushim. Chushim is the same letters as Mashiach. Mashiach comes to the B'nai Don. Mashiach comes to the lowest generation. Mashiach comes in the most difficult times. If you look through the Gemaras in Sanhedrin and Saita, when it says, Ein Ben David Ba Ella, Ein Ben David Ba, all the Gemaras are saying that Mashiach is not going to come until this tragedy happens, until this sad event happens, until this terrible thing happens. Why can't the Gemara say, Mashiach will come and everything is fine? Why does everything have to be so bad? And then Mashiach comes. Obviously, the Geula sprouts forth from the darkness. When we reach rock bottom, when it reaches the point that it can't get any worse, we hope what happens before that, or perhaps we're there already. But Mashiach sprouts from the Choshech. The Choshech, the Or, as the Pasuk says in Kehelas, Kisurain Ha'or Min HaChoshech. The light sprouts forth, the light lights up from the darkness, which is actually the power of Chanukah. Chanukah illuminates the darkness. Chanukah goes into the month of Dun, the month of Teves, created with the letter Ayin. U'b'nei Don Chushim. U'b'nei Don Chushim is b'gematria v'ameich kulam tzaddikim. That even the lowest Jew is a tzaddik. All Klal Yisrael are tzaddikim. Eventually it'll be in this barah, it'll be clear to all that Klal Yisrael deserve the geula. V'ameich kulam tzaddikim. Even the lowest levels. In this parsha the Golus begins. But in this parsha there's good news. Yosef is still alive. Oid Yosef chai. Am Yisrael chai. That no matter how dark things are, even when we go through the most difficult of times, we come out of it whole. We come out of it complete. All the sad events that happen in Teves, in this parasha we see the opposite. For example, Chamisha B'Teves, the day when the bad news arrived in Bavel that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that was a Shmua Ra'a. We always ask for besoiros tovus. We don't want to hear bad news. Moitzi dibahu ksil. A person is not supposed to be a deliverer of bad news. One is not supposed to say bad news, and if you can, you try to say it in a roundabout way. The Gemara talks about this. If a person has to tell someone that his father died, he says his mother's still alive. If he has to tell his mother, then he says the father's still alive. A person is not supposed to utter from his mouth bad news. A person is supposed to always run after being able to deliver good news. a person wants to be a mavasa besoiras toivais. In this parasha, a great besoira toiva was delivered to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, and we can imagine Yaakov Avinu is in the worst state he ever was. From all the 22 years of his mourning and his avelus, it was so bad now. He doesn't have Shimon at home now. Binyamin is not home now. Yosef, he has no idea what happened. All the Shvatim left, basically. He doesn't know if he's going to see any of them. He's in a matzah, in a terrible situation now. It can't get worse. He's so depressed. He hasn't experienced any nevuah at all for the last 22 years. That's why he never found out what happened to Yosef. And there's an amazing thing we see here. The first time he meets Yosef, what would you think he would ask him? What happened? Where were you all these years? How did you get here? You want to please tell me what happened? He never asked him what happened. The Ramban, many Mepharshim say, he never asked him. By tzaddikim, curiosity doesn't play a role. They don't just ask questions out of curiosity. If they're supposed to know, they know, they'll find out. And if not, they don't ask. Yaakov knew the fact that for 22 years it was concealed from him what happened to Yosef. That means he's not supposed to know. Because if he was supposed to know, he would have known. Yaakov is a Navi. He knew everything else. This he's not supposed to know. He sees Yosef is a viceroy, Yosef is a ruler, he sees that his dreams came true, that's all he sees. How it happened, that obviously I'm not supposed to know, because if I was supposed to know, they would have told me. He doesn't ask him. But before he finds out about this, he's in the lowest situation of his entire life. He was never so depressed. And then the good news arrives. Sarach Bas Osher, some say, was the one who started. She came over to him, she started playing the music. They didn't tell it to him immediately, because they were afraid he'll go into shock. There are opinions in the Chumash that when it says here Vayofag Liboy, when they told him Oid Yosef Chai Vayofag Liboy, Rashi says like he couldn't believe it right away, his heart like steered away from it. Others say he had a heart attack. First time it ever says in the Torah that someone had a heart attack. Vayofag Liboy, his heart stopped, or he had palpitations, because the news was like too much for him. He's quite old here. He's 130 years old. As great as this news is, but for an old man, this was a shock. Even good news could be shocking for someone very old. He couldn't believe it. When Mashiach is going to come, everyone's going to say, I can't believe it. Yaakov said, I can't believe it. A besoira toiva, oid Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive. And right after that, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. The spirit of Yaakov is living again. Nevuah is restored to Yaakov. Yaakov becomes a Navi again. So as we're getting ready for Chamisha B'Tevis, the day in which the bad news comes to Bavel, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we read in Parshas Vayigash about good news. Whatever we read in the Parsha, in the Torah, there's nothing sad. Especially on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's no Atzvos. On Shabbos there's no Avelis. So what we read, in fact, punk this Shabbos is Tes Teves, with the day that Ezra passed away, is this Shabbos. The day that Nevuah ended. And we're reading how the Nevuah is restored to Yaakov Avinu, which is symbolic of how Nevuah will return to Klal Yisrael at the end of time, when Mashiach will come. That's Vatechi is Begematria Mashiach ben David. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem is Begematria of Yotzeh Chaytor Migeza Yishai. Yaakov, the spirit of Yaakov that is now living, Yaakov is alive again. Yaakov is smiling again. Yaakov is happy. He is a Navi again. His Nevuah was restored. The Torah was translated into Greek. What does Yosef say when he first reveals himself to the brothers? You don't believe it's me? Come close. And he shows them that he was a Mahu. And then he says, Ki pi hamedaber aleichem. Listen to me talk. I speak Lashon HaKodesh. How does that prove that he's Yosef? People could have known Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. Ki pi hamedaber aleichem b'Lashon HaKodesh. Some say, how did they not recognize Yosef by the way he looked? He must have looked like his father. We know that Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. Now Yosef had a beard. They must have seen. But they only saw Yaakov when he was old. This was Yosef when he's young. So he didn't look exactly the same. But what about the voice? The voice of a person, even if you recognize him by his voice, is only if he speaks the language you're speaking. If he speaks a foreign language, then you don't recognize it. Till now, Yosef is speaking Egyptian. They didn't recognize it. He started speaking Lashon HaKodesh. Then they started to recognize his voice. You hear me speaking Lashon HaKodesh? You recognize my voice now. But Yosef is saying something else. He's saying, I speak Lashon HaKodesh all the time. Even when I speak foreign languages. Even when I speak Egyptian, it's Lashon HaKodesh. If I'm speaking English, it's Lashon HaKodesh. If I'm speaking Swahili, it's Lashon HaKodesh. Spanish. Meaning, Yosef, and Yosef is Chanukah. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which penetrates the foreign languages. It brings Kedusha into the Ayin Lashonos. The opposite of what Talmai did when Talmai ordered that the Torah be translated into Greek. The Yevonim wanted that Lashon HaKodesh should be Lashon Choyl, or that we should use Lashon HaKodesh for Dvarim B'Teil, for Inyonei Choyl, not for Inyonei Kedusha. Yosef says, I speak Lashon HaKodesh in every language that I speak. Whatever it may be, I bring Kedusha into the Ayin Lashonos, and that's what Chanukah is. Yosef, who is Chanukah, as he represents the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, Yosef rules over Mitzrayim, and the message that Yosef sends to his father is, not just that I'm alive, and alive and well means, of course, alive spiritually, but that I rule over Mitzrayim. He didn't mean that he has a strong hand, and an iron fist, and he's a I rule over Mitzrayim, I don't let Mitzrayim rule over me. I rule over the Tumah, I don't let the Tumah rule over me. A Jew has to rule over Teves, and not let Teves rule over him. Yaakov is going down into Mitzrayim, Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. What does Hashem say to Yaakov? Vayomer Elokim LeYisrael b'marois halayla, in the visions of night. It's nighttime now. It's Golus. It's Choshech. B'marois halayla is b'gematria Chodesh Teves. It's Teves now. But Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, the Eibishter calls out to Yaakov in a double expression of love. He says his name twice. Lashon Chiba. The Chiba of Hashem to Klal Yisrael comes out in the most difficult of all times. The Ahava that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael is more sometimes in the difficult times than in the times of revelation. In the times of concealment, the Ahava comes out even more. There's a pasuk in Megillas Esther related to Teves. In fact, the whole Purim story starts in Teves. Vayehav hamelech es Esther mikol hanoshim. When was that? When Vatilokach Esther El Hamelech Achashverosh Bachodesh Ha'asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. That's the only time it ever says Teves in the entire Tanakh. Where? When Achashverosh marries Esther. And he loves Esther so much from all the other women, and he puts the crown of Vashti on her head. The Svarim tell us Achashverosh is Hashem. Esther is Klal Yisro. Hashem loves Esther. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. B'chodesh v'asiri hu chodesh Teves. In the month of Teves. In the month of Choshech, where the tragedies occur, a Yid has to know that all of this is really to bring out the unbelievable ahava that Hashem has for us. Even if it's a punishment, it's because of love. Hashem punishes out of love, not chas v'shalom out of hate. Purim is the Yom Tov of an ahapoichu. The Yom Tov in which all that was negative is transformed to positive. The preparation for Purim begins right after Chanukah. As soon as Chanukah ends, we're getting ready for Purim. As soon as Chanukah ends, the Chanukah is supposed to affect Asara B'Tevis. Asara B'Tevis should no longer be a fast day. The Gemara says, when do we light the menorah? At Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. Shetichle Regel is B'Gematria Asara B'Tevis. Removing the regal min hashuk, removing the sadness of Asara B'Teves, illuminating the month of Teves. Teves should become, Svarim say Teves is Rosh Teves, Tekademenu Birchois Toiv, which is a pasuk in Tehillim Mizmar Chof Aleph, referring to Mashiach. Teves, the most difficult month of the year, the Chodesh of Dan, min hayerudin shebeshvatim, the lowest of all the shvatim, the lowest of all the months, has the ability to rise, and the ability to turn around, just as Adar did. That's why, where is Purim mentioned for the first time in Chumash? In Parshas Vayigash, right after Chanukah. Right after Chanukah, the Torah is preparing us for Purim already, and to transform the Asara B'Teves and the month of Teves into Toivos, it should become a good month. Where do we see Purim in this week's Parsha? So the Gemara tells us, based on the pasuk over here, that Yosef gives the brothers each a suit, L'chulam nosam bo'ish chalifos simolos, the Binyamin he gives chomesh chalifos simolos. He gives him five garments. So the Gemara asks, could Yosef have made the same mistake as his father? That his father gives a ksinus passant to him. And as a result of favoring one child over the other, we have the Golus Mitzrayim. And here, he gives Binyamin chomesh chalifos simolos. Isn't he worried that jealousy is going to brew again? First of all, Apip Shat, that's not such a question. It's a father that's not supposed to favor children, one from the other. A brother doing it to brothers is not the same thing. A brother could favor, especially Binyamin is his real brother. The others are not. Binyamin is the brother from his mother. The others sold him. So really, it's not a question. And also, the Gra writes that if you look in the pasuk, when it says he gave the others chalifos, it says it with a vav. When he gave Binyamin chalifos, it's without a vav. So the Gra says the others he gave an expensive suit. Binyamin he gave five cheap suits, equivalent to one expensive suit. So really, he didn't give Binyamin more than them. It's just that he split it into five. But the question is, why? Why is he splitting the gift to Binyamin in five, and the others receive one? Says the Gemara. Why? To hint that out of Binyamin will come Mordechai HaTzadik, who's going to walk out of Achashverosh's palace wearing five royal garments. Mordechai Yotzim Elifnei HaMelech Belevush Malchus Tcheles V'chur V'Atera Zov G'doyle V'Sachar Chibutz V'Ha'ir Shushan Tzoha Lo V'Slameicha. Why here? What's going on here? Golus is beginning now. Golus Mitzrayim. We're not even up to Pesach yet, and we're talking about Purim? Pesach didn't even happen. The Jews didn't even leave Egypt. They just first got there. The Golus is beginning. In fact, the Golus didn't even start yet. Yaakov is still in Eretz Yisrael, and Yosef is already talking about Purim. Purim is the Yom Tov that occurred in Golus. Purim happened while the Jews were in Persia, while they were in Paras Umadai. Yosef is hinting to the brothers, number one, even though you're entering Golus now, you can still bring Yom Tov into Golus. You could bring Benahapaychu even in the Choshech. The Choshech of Mitzrayim can be turned around. That's the power of Purim. Yosef is now preparing us for the Yom Tov of Purim. As we enter the month of Teves, which so far Teves has not been turned around, and Teves is a difficult month, and if Mashiach is not here Sunday morning, it's a fast day. The goal is that we turn Teves around, just as Mordechai and Esther turned Adar around. Adar was also a sad month. Adar was the month of Avelis for Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. Adar was a month of Yogain. Adar was a month that the Jews were almost annihilated in that month. Came Purim, the Nahapaychu. Mordechai and Esther and Klal Yisrael with the Koyach of Tefillah and Shuva turned around the entire Adar. The job of us, Bizman Zeh, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, when we are now equated to Dun, we are the lowest of the Shvadim, the lowest generation. Our entire generation is like one long Teves. Every day of the year is Teves. We experience constantly one choshech after another. We're living in a time of concealment. There's no Navi today. Every one of us is like Hushim ben Dun. Hushim was deaf, and we're all deaf because we don't hear the announcements that are being made in Shemayim. Yet, who's the one who kills Esav? Hushim ben Dun, the lowest of all the Jews. The lowest Jew, from the lowest Shevet, he's the one who killed Esav. He's the one who overpowers Esav. Esav has power in the month of Teves. Teves is the month of Dun. Dun can overpower Esav. Hushim ben Dun is the one who kills Esav. And according to one opinion that we mentioned, that Esav was killed on Chanukah, because Yaakov is buried on Chanukah, the day that Esav was killed was Rosh Chodesh Teves. Mochatzta Rosh Mi Beis Rosh, the Svarim bring down, that Esav was killed the first day of his month. Teves, which is the month of Esav, the month in which Esav has power, is when Esav himself is killed. By who? By Hushim ben Dun, the lowest of all the Shvatim, the lowest among Shevet Dun itself, the one who's deaf, symbolizing a Jew who's far, far removed. He's not close to the Kedusha. He has the power to remove Esav. All of us have the power to transform the Teves. This parasha gives us the Koyach, this parasha gives us the guidelines how to do it. This parasha has in it the Haftarah of Mashiach. The first Haftarah of the year that talks about Mashiach is Parashas Vayigash. Of all times, one would expect, we're entering the month of Teves now, the Aschalta de Paranusa, Asara de Teves, the beginning of all the sad fast days, and the Haftarah is about Mashiach, because the purpose of the Golos is Geula. The goal is Geula. We have to put the Aleph in Golos, and you get Geulas. When a Yid brings Achdus Hashem, as Yaakov did when he said Shema upon entering Mitzrayim, when a Yid brings the Aleph, the Alufay Shel Olam, Hashem is the Aleph, Echod, the Alufay Shel Olam, the Master of the World, into the Golos, that's when we bring Geula. That's the Agolos, the message of the Agolos, the wagons that Yosef sends to his fathers, Ayin Golos. Agolos stands for Ayin Golos, the Golos of Ayin, the Golos of the 70 nations, the Golos of the month of Teves, which was created with the letter Ayin, as mentioned before. The job of a Jew is to enter the month of Teves with Simcha, to enter the month of Teves with Betochim, because we have the power to transform the Teves. Hushim ben Dun did it for us in that time. We, the generation of Dun, a generation of Teves, have the power as well. Batechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. Eventually, Nevuah will be restored. The Kedusha of the Torah will penetrate the 70 languages. We will only hear good news. Christianity will fade. Christianity will no longer exist. The goyim will recognize. That's the whole Alchen Kabbalah was the Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yoshvei Seveil Kilechot Tichra Kol Be'el. The entire world will recognize the fallacy, the farce of this religion, and that there's only one God. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Chanukah was already here before the 25th of Kislev is the remedy before the 25th of December. And although we find ourselves right now in the lowest point of the year, tumah wise, in the lowest point when this holiday is currently occurring, and we can't help it, we see the lights and we're affected by all that's going on around us, we have the power of Chanukah that was given to us before, the Koyach of Parshas Vayigash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, which is Tefillah, Yehuda Davin, Yehuda has to Davin, that we should be successful, we should be able to go through the Teves and not be affected by it. On the contrary, we should be able to elevate it and transform the Choshech into Oyer and be zeichet to what it says in the Haftarah, the Avdi David, Melech Aleihem, the Charati Elohim, Bris Shalom. Bris Shalom is Begonatria Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves will turn into Bris Shalom, the Hoyo Mishkani Aleihem, the Yodu HaGoyim, Ki Ani Hashem, the Goyim will know that I am Hashem, there's only one God. May we be zeichet to that immediately.